ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON, Chapter 2, Text 68. Tasmad yasya mahabaho,
tasmad yasya mahabaho,
nigrihitani sarvashah,
nigrihitani sarvashah,
Indriyarnindriyarthebhyas,
Indriyarnindriyarthebhyas,
Tasya Prajna Pratishthita,
Tasya Prajna Pratishthita,
Tasmad Yasya Mahabaho,
Tasmad Yasya Mahabaho,
Nigrihitani Sarvashah,
Nigrihitani Sarvashah,
Indriyarnindriyarthebhyas,
Indriyarnindriyarthebhyas,
Tasya Prajna Pratishthita,
Tasya Prajna Pratishthita.
Therefore, O mighty armed one whose senses are restrained from their objects is certainly of steady intelligence. Purport. Yeah. One can curb the forces of sense gratification only by means of Krishna consciousness or engaging all the senses in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. As enemies are curbed by superior force, the senses can similarly be curbed not by any human endeavor, but only by keeping them engaged in the service of the Lord. One who has understood this, that only by Krishna consciousness is one really established in intelligence, and that one should practice this art under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, is called a sadhaka, or a suitable candidate for a liberation. Tasmad yasya mahabaho nigrihitani sarvashah indriyarnindriyarthebhyas tasya prajna pratishthita. Continuing from yesterday on the theme of answering the question, what is Krishna consciousness, by citing Srila Prabhupada's many nuanced definitions and observations on what is Krishna consciousness. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada states that engaging all the senses, Krishna consciousness, or engaging all the senses in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Now, this is, of course, a standard definition, which I cited yesterday, that verse, the Sarvopadhivinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam hrishike, Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Bhakti means, or is said to be literal, being free, totally free from all mundane designations, taking Krishna to be supreme, and being in completely pure consciousness, the engagement of the senses in the service of the master of the senses is bhakti. So you may wonder why Srila Prabhupada repeats this so many times. Sometimes people say, well, Prabhupada's books are very repetitive. That's true. It's not that everything is completely repetitive. But that's also the mode of Shastra. For instance, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, we have Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, condemning the materialistic body-centered approach to life. Yes, yatma buddhi kunape tridhatu ke swadhi kalatra deshu bhoma idyadhihi. Now, what is it? Nayatra buddhi salele nakar hijij janesh vabhigyeshu sa eva gokaraha. One who thinks, Krishna says, one who takes the body made of three basic elements to be himself, who takes the wife, children, family, home, and all these things to be his own. Sayatra, who thinks that a pilgrimage is complete simply by bathing. In other words, he doesn't take advantage of the spiritual association and instruction that he can get from holy people living in holy places. Such a person is an animal, just like an animal, like a cow or an ass. So Srila Prabhupada quotes these, but it illustrates somewhat different points. Just like here, the point is, Krishna makes the point, Krishna has been asked by Arjuna about the sthitadhi or sthita pragya, a person whose intelligence is fixed. Now we could say that someone's intelligence is fixed on something completely illusory. My intelligence is fixed on becoming the world champion boxer. You have to really focus if you want to become the world champion boxer. No one here has even a chance to do that, even if you focused on it, because you have to have a suitable physique. Sthita pragya. Pragya gives the sense not of just of intelligence, but elevated intelligence. That's one name for Sarasvati, pragya. She is the very form of intelligence. So it doesn't mean the birds are also intelligent, how to find food. They also have some intelligence, but this particularly means that fine intelligence by which one can see everything in this world as being inconsequential and therefore strives for the highest goal, which is beyond everything that this world has to offer. So in this verse itself, Krishna speaks about controlling the senses from their objects. That's a symptom of steady intelligence. There's nothing specifically mentioned about Krishna consciousness, and this is some people who consider themselves to be scholars. They criticize Srila Prabhupada. Why do you explain everything in terms of Krishna consciousness? Well, therefore Srila Prabhupada cites this, that the senses can be controlled by engagement in Krishna's service, and actually there's no other proper way to do so. There's no complete, perfect way to do so. So Srila Prabhupada explains everything in terms of Krishna consciousness because that is the message of Bhagavad Gita as it is. So there are different verses, even in the Bhagavad Gita you could say it's repetitive, but it's not. Even if Krishna just said one verse again and again to Arjuna, Savadhaman Parityaja, or even this verse for that matter, that in itself would be complete and perfect, because each verse of Bhagavad Gita is complete and perfect. But it's not, even though there's repetition, it's, as Srila Prabhupada sometimes said, that his disciples should discuss his books, the topics of Krishna consciousness, from different angles of vision. So that doesn't mean that, okay, now today let's discuss it from a Buddhist point of view and the next day from a Jain point of view. But it means that within Krishna consciousness, because Krishna is unlimited, everything about him is unlimited, so there can be different angles, realizations. So Srila Prabhupada explains each verse perfectly in terms of Krishna consciousness, referring to Shastra. So here he explains Krishna consciousness to be engaging all the senses in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So all these words are very important. Transcendental loving service. Every word is very, very important. And service, okay, we have to do service. All right, open an eye camp, build a hospital. Service of the Lord. And then someone say, well, you see, everyone is God. No, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How many times has Srila Prabhupada written that in his books or established that? We'll come to that in this list of points. So the perfect stage of Krishna consciousness is described by Srila Prabhupada in chapter 2, text 71, purport. To understand one's actual position as the eternal... If we just try to consider, every word is so important. To understand one's actual position as the eternal servitor of Krishna, without falsely claiming this material body to be oneself, and without falsely claiming proprietorship over anything in the world, is the perfect stage of Krishna consciousness. Yeah, that's it. You may say, well, what about dancing in the Rasa Leela? Isn't that the perfect stage? Yeah, that's the perfect stage. Or for someone who is in a different mode of service, being a cow of Krishna is the perfect stage. But this is the perfect stage. We can't say it's not the perfect stage. There can be development in perfection. But this understanding that one's actual position is as the eternal servitor of Krishna, without falsely claiming the material body to be oneself, and without falsely claiming proprietorship over anything in this world. Yeah. That is the requisite for serving Krishna in the spiritual world, or even for serving Krishna fully and properly in the material world. So the perfection begins here. One can be in Krishna consciousness mixed with material consciousness, but this means pure consciousness. Then, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 37, purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, if, therefore, lust is transformed into love for the Supreme, or transformed into Krishna consciousness, or in other words, desiring everything for Krishna, then both lust and wrath can be spiritualized. Wrath means anger. So there's lust and wrath, calm and krodh. So here, Krishna consciousness is defined as desiring everything for Krishna, which again is... taken from Shastra, everything Srila Prabhupada says. Krishna te kila cheshta. A devotee does everything for the sake of Krishna. And this Srila Prabhupada cites in the specific context of overcoming lust. Lust or material desire is the great enemy that binds us. Not only binds us in this material world, but drags us down and down and down into lower and lower consciousness. So it's very difficult to overcome. But lust can be overcome by desiring everything for Krishna. And then again, there comes the same point of engaging the senses in the service of Krishna. So all our in material consciousness, we have so many desires. Hoya mayar das kori nana obhilash. When we become a servant of Krishna, we have many desires, just like Kunja Bihari is very desirous of playing with his fingernails. But he should be listening to the class. It's a common pastime of ISKCON devotees during class. They have this fascination with their fingernails. But for your information, you are not your fingernails or any other part of the body. I am not my cough or pitta or vayu. So it's the same thing, engaging the... Yeah, whatever we desire means that we desire to... It means the desire is to be fulfilled via the sense. All desires are sensual desires. Of course, you may say, well, I desire to be a very powerful ruler, but that's manasijam, manoratam. That's a desire of the mind. So, engaging all the senses in the service of the master of the senses, that comes from the resolve to do everything for Krishna. And then, even though desire will remain, and even anger may remain, but that will be spiritualized. You may say, well, how can anger be spiritualized? Ask Hanuman. Ask Arjuna. He wanted to be a pacifist. Krishna said, no, get angry. Get angry and fight. He told Arjuna that anger is the gate to hell, and he also told him to fight. Why? How? Not karma krin. Mat parama, working for Krishna, taking Krishna to be supreme. And even if there's any sin in that, then sarvadhaman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. Ahang tva sarva papebhyo moksha yishami masu chakra. Even if you think there's any sin to be incurred, I will deliver you from that, Krishna says. So I'm just going very quickly through this, although any word of Bhagavad Gita or any word of Srila Prabhupada's translations and purports that could be expanded into millions of books. So this is just a quick run through all of this. So in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3 text 41 purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, the living entities are parts and parcels of the Lord, and therefore they are simply meant to serve the Lord. This consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. So, you may say, well, what's all this about serving Krishna? Why? That's how we just... there's no point to ask why. It's just like that. There are some things which... there's no point to ask. Why is water wet? When I'm thirsty, why is it that water slakes my thirst? If I drink a cup of oil, that's also liquid, but it won't slake my thirst. Well, maybe some scientists could do some research and come up with some reason, the different reactions among the neurons in the brain when you drink water, but there's no use, there's no point. Yeah. There's no point to study it. It's just you drink the water and your thirst is slaked. And you drink the oil and you'll get dysentery at best. It depends what kind of oil this is. If it's kerosene, then you might... you'd get dysentery with a bang. It's not just dogmatic that you have to serve Krishna. Serve Krishna. But why? Because we are parts and parcels of Krishna. And therefore, we are simply meant to serve Him. The small serves the great. That is the law. And again, you can't ask why. Wasn't the great serve the small? Well, actually, the great does serve the small also. But by but a subordinate service is done by the small. And service is also done by the great to the small by protecting and maintaining, but it's from a superior position. So service is usually used in relation of the proper activity of the small to the big, not the big to the small. There. So, Srila Prabhupada writes in chapter 3, text 42, purport. In Krishna consciousness, the soul makes direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is also a definition of Krishna consciousness. Direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone has a connection. The connection is unbreakable. Even though we appear to be disconnected, most people in the world have no idea of Krishna. They never heard of Krishna. Or maybe they heard, many people heard vaguely something. They have no idea of Krishna. Or they may, most people in the world have some idea of God as differently conceived in different traditions. But still they don't have a direct connection with him, because in Maya is a covering. Jnanam avritya dehinam. Well, that's lust or material desire, covers our direct connection. But Krishna consciousness means to reawaken our dormant relationship with Krishna, which means we have a direct connection with Krishna. It's at the present, in our present situation, we are connected, but largely disconnected. It means we have a tenuous connection. It's via the material energy by which we forget Krishna. We can't not be connected with Krishna, because the material energy is also Krishna's material energy. But our direct connection with Krishna comes by, if we remember Krishna and serve Krishna, and Krishna reciprocates, then that is a direct connection. In chapter 3, text 43, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, actually this is not the purport, this is the verse itself, Srila Prabhupada's verse translation. Thus knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind and intelligence, O mighty armed Arjuna, one should steady the mind by deliberate spiritual intelligence, and in brackets, Krishna consciousness, and thus by spiritual strength conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust. What is that verse? Well, we can look it up because I don't exactly remember. Tasmadgyatva, what is it? No. Evang buddhi parang buddhva sangstabhyatmanam atmana jahi shatrung mahabaho kama rupa durasadam. Now again, Srila Prabhupada would be, or is, criticized by persons who are panditamani. They consider themselves to be scholars, for translating intelligence as spiritual intelligence and translating that as Krishna consciousness. But it is. Krishna doesn't say so directly, and Srila Prabhupada, he explains that. that spiritual intelligence, or actually Prabhupada writes, deliberate spiritual intelligence. Deliberate spiritual intelligence. I mean, deliberate here means focused, applied. So deliberate buddhi. What does buddhi mean, Krishna consciousness? That's the critics, they criticize. Srila Prabhupada translates karma as Krishna consciousness. He translates jnana as Krishna consciousness. He translates yoga as Krishna consciousness. He translates buddhi as Krishna consciousness. But that's a fact. It depends on the context, of course. But although Krishna gives a chance for the non-devotee transcendentalists also in Bhagavad Gita, if we are to understand Bhagavad Gita in the best possible way, of course it is possible to ignore the dozens of statements that directly establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then translate these or understand these verses. See, there's no, I went through all these verses and I didn't see Krishna, no mention of Krishna. So it is possible to do that. But Srila Prabhupada, with his deliberate and spiritual intelligence, informs us that Krishna consciousness, that deliberate spiritual intelligence means Krishna consciousness, and therefore, if A equals B, then B equals A. So Krishna consciousness means deliberate spiritual intelligence. Then, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 20, purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, freedom from the bondage of actions is possible only in Krishna consciousness, when one is doing everything for Krishna. So again, doing everything for Krishna. Krishna te kila cheshta. So you may say, well, he already said that. But it's in a somewhat different context. Previously, that was stated, doing everything for Krishna in the matter of controlling the senses. Here it is stated in being free from the bondage of action. So it's the same point, but there are various... the point that everyone should do everything for Krishna, but the freedom from the... there are various points that Krishna discusses in Bhagavad Gita. One is the need to control the senses, though another is to overcome lust and greed and the lower qualities, to be free from the... Arjuna is very interested in becoming released from the reactions to activities, and the answer is the same in every case. Krishna consciousness. Everything, control of the senses, overcoming the lower propensities, becoming free from sinful reactions, everything is taken care of by Krishna consciousness. And that's not even the main point of Krishna consciousness. These are just what the mumukshu, the people who are interested in being liberated from the material world, what they take to be the highest goal of life, and certainly is much higher than that of striving for sense gratification, what they take to be the highest spiritual platform, that's just a byproduct of Krishna consciousness. The actual goal or attainment of Krishna consciousness, sadhana, is to reawaken one's dormant love for Krishna, live with Krishna, dance with Krishna, play with Krishna, eat with Krishna, sing with Krishna, dance with Krishna, all these things. Unlimited spiritual bliss in the eternal servants of Krishna in the spiritual world. But all these things, becoming free from sinful reactions, controlling the mind and senses, getting beyond the influence of the modes of material nature, that's another trope, you could say, or theme within the Bhagavad Gita. It's all taken care of by Krishna consciousness as a byproduct. It's not even the main point of Krishna consciousness. Krishna discusses it in detail here because we're in the material world and we are concerned with all these things. So he discusses all these things in Bhagavad Gita, but that's why Bhagavad Gita is considered an introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam. When we're actually, when our spiritual life is not focused on negation of material life, but on the positive aspect of entering into pure love of Krishna, then we can enter Srimad Bhagavatam. Then in the purport that Srila Prabhupada gives to chapter 5, texts 8 and 9 of Bhagavad Gita as it is, he writes, "In material consciousness, the senses are engaged in sense gratification. But in Krishna consciousness, the senses are engaged in the satisfaction of Krishna's senses. Therefore, the Krishna conscious person is always free, even though he appears to be engaged in affairs of the senses." So, in Krishna consciousness, the senses are engaged in the satisfaction of Krishna's senses. Repetitive. But the point is being stressed here, that even though the senses are engaged, the non-devotees or the Mayavadis or Arjuna himself, he had the idea, just stop engaging the senses, just don't act. Interaction of the senses with the sense objects causes bondage in this material world, so stop interacting the senses with the sense objects. But a better attempt, because actually it's not possible. Well, according to Patanjali's yoga, one can completely restrain the senses and so that one has no consciousness of this world whatsoever. It's a very, very difficult process. And then if you have no consciousness of this world, but there's no Krishna consciousness, then what's the point anyway? But the Krishna conscious person engages in his senses with the sense objects, but he does so for the satisfaction of Krishna's senses. Therefore, he's always free from reactions. He's free from illusion, even though he appears to be engaged in the affairs of the senses. He's not engaged. He engages the senses, but not for the sake of the senses, for the sake of pleasing Krishna. So there's a very big difference. I think I'll finish here for today, because I have some need, bodily need, and rather larger percentage of those who are struggling with sleep today. Any question? Got this. When he's brushing, the dust should cover the mouth, otherwise all the dust will go and that will make this mucus. You can do that when you're doing the brushing. All the dust comes, better to put some. You see the women who sweep the street in Hyderabad, for instance, they cover their faces when they brush the street. Otherwise all the dust goes in and you get that kind of sniffy, mucusy condition. Any question about this? No, it's all very basic. You could say. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.